It worked. It worked. I'm really happy to be here today, and for at least three reasons. One is that there are so many of you here. You know, being at the end of the week, I thought maybe there'd be about eight people in the audience. The second reason is Victor just gave me a free T-shirt, and I love free. I love swag, so thank you, Victor. And the third reason is that there are only four of us today, which means that they're not going to hold us to the three-minute rule. Okay, so Dean Grant just said, I'm Dan Bernard. I'm from pharmacology, and I'm in the Faculty of Medicine. And I don't study tortoises. So you might wonder why I'm showing you a picture of two of them having sex. Well, it had the desired effect. You laughed, and so it seems like we share the same bizarre sense of humor. But, you know, if you do think this is funny, I encourage you to go to YouTube. And the live action is really something to... This is... Okay, so enough of that. But the other reason I show it has to do with a very deep and philosophical question, and that is, what is the purpose of life? Many of us in science think we know the answer to that. People in religion have their own answer, philosophy the same, and probably different answers to the same question. But when I was at your stage, I took a class in animal behavior. It was really a transformative experience for me. It was really what set me on my path into science. And the professor, who was very influential for me of this class, told us that this character, Charles Darwin, said that the purpose of life is to reproduce. So tortoises reproduce, we reproduce. Every living organism reproduces in one way or another. So if that's the purpose of life, then that's probably something worth studying. And so that's what I've been doing in different ways for the last 20 years or so. So what we work on now is understanding hormonal control of reproduction in mammals. You need hormones to reproduce. And does this work? Can you see the pointer yet? As you probably know, there's a communication between different parts of the body so that reproduction can occur. There are hormones made in the brain and the hypothalamus that are released and act in the pituitary gland at the base of the brain, and then the pituitary releases hormones in response, which then travel through the circulation to target organs, the ovaries in females and the testes in males, to regulate different aspects of reproduction or reproductive function. 30 seconds, you've got to be kidding. I can go fast, but I have that extra minute, right? So one of the things they do is cause the ovary, in this case, to produce things like estrogen, which feed back to then regulate these hypothalamic and pituitary hormones. Another thing that they do is stimulate the development of the germ cells, like the oocytes in particular in females. So we go from a very small oocyte to a very large one. And a hormone that's very important for making this happen is called follicle-stimulating hormone, and that's what we study in my lab. This is just a section of the pituitary gland showing you the cell types that make FSH. I'm almost done, believe it or not. So these are gonadotrope cells that make FSH. And FSH is actually what we call a dimeric hormone. It has two parts, an alpha and a beta subunit. And it's this beta subunit that really makes this hormone what it is. And if you knock it out in a mouse, this is what you see. The ovaries are small, the uterus is small, and the animals are infertile. And there are actually people who lack this hormone, and you see a very similar phenotype. They don't go through puberty. So what our lab does is try to understand how this hormone is made, specifically this FSH beta subunit. And the reason we do this is to understand how reproduction is controlled in general. We just want to understand that from a basic science perspective. With that information, we might be able to understand causes of infertility and therefore potential treatments for those infertility cases. So we want to develop pro-fertility agents and potentially contraceptives. But if you remember what I said at the beginning, if the purpose of life is to reproduce, then we definitely don't want to do that. So thank you very much.